Attorney Roger Breit actually filed two defenses for Becky Rubright and Stephanie Cannon. They were arrested separately on consecutive nights. According to a press release from Occupy Tampa, the police report said each was asked to leave the park and then arrested without incident. Chris Kulecki, who wrote the press release, said the trespass can't be defended.
One of them referencing an 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling from last September that stated that four homeless men who had been trespassed from Williams Park in St. Petersburg for a period of 1 year were not given due process through the Constitution because they had no legal recourse to go and challenge that trespassing warning. If the Parks Department said, no, you're trespassed, they couldn't go to any courts to have an opinion to overturn that.
According to Kulecki, both Rubright and Cannon are glad to have their legal troubles over, but the group is most celebrating what the outcome could mean for other occupiers still facing charges.
The city of Tampa might not be interested in having these cases go to trial because it would show the conflict between their city ordinances and a higher court's appeal ruling against them. And so I think that their city ordinances are now probably going to be found unconstitutional based upon the appeals court ruling.
Another member of Occupy Tampa, Alicia Dion, is set for trial on Monday. Her attorneys have filed a motion that claims the ordinance used as a basis for her arrest is also unconstitutional because it's overly vague. She was arrested in October while lying on the sidewalk in front of Curtis Hicks in Waterfront Park. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.